Are you tired of feeling stuck in a cycle of scarcity, knowing deep down that you're destined for so much more? Do you yearn to elevate your wealth and manifest a life overflowing with abundance? Well, get ready to embark on a transformational journey because the free Money Mindset Workshop is back and better than ever. Mark your calendars for Friday, May the 31st at 6 p.m. UK time, where we'll be diving into the secrets of unlocking all that prosperity. If you can't make it live, no worries, you'll still have access to the replay so you won't miss a single nugget of wisdom. So why should you join me for this life-changing free workshop? Firstly, we're going to shake off those limiting beliefs and mindset blocks that have been holding you back. It's time to break free and unleash the full potential of your money mindset. Then we'll be talking about manifesting wealth and success like never before. So say goodbye to just dreaming and hello to turning those dreams into tangible realities. And let's not forget about the cash flow, because we're going to explore all the ways that money can flow into your life, enriching it beyond measure. Some of you might be wondering, does mindset really work? Absolutely. This workshop will serve as your guide and light, showing you how mindset shapes your reality and empowers you to actively pursue your goals. So whether you're a newbie to positive money mindset or a seasoned pro, this workshop is designed for you. If you're ready to see a significant transformation in your wealth and you're eager to embrace new techniques for inviting prosperity into your life, then you belong here. So what's on the agenda? We've got a 90-minute interactive session where we'll tackle those limiting beliefs head-on and uncover the abundance waiting to be embraced. Just imagine, instead of struggling, you could manifest money faster, easier, and with less effort. Are you ready to step into a life of abundance? Join me Friday, May the 31st for my free Money Mindset Workshop. To sign up for your free place, visit cannycrystalsacademy.co.uk/workshop.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Canny Crystals, the podcast. I hope that everyone is doing really well. As you know by now, my name is Mart, I'm your host, and this week I've got a super special guest. And I must admit, I only came across her work a few short months ago, but since then, I've been totally obsessed with who she is, what she stands for, and everything she does. She is a mindset and business coach whose mission is to empower women and let them know that they can achieve whatever they want to do in life. Now, I had the absolute pleasure of hearing her talk last month at Denise Duffield Thomas's event in Bristol, and I just knew there and then that I had to get her on the podcast to share her magic with you all. So please welcome Susie Ashworth to the show. Hello, Susie. How are you?
Thank you so much for such a lovely introduction. I'm really, really happy to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, you're very welcome. We've got so much to talk about today, and I'm so excited because I was so inspired by everything you said back in Bristol. And I was like, I need to share this woman with my audience straight away. Yes. So let's waste no time. Would you like to basically just introduce yourself to the listeners? Just tell us a bit about your journey, how this quantum transformation came about for you. Yeah. Take me right back to the start.
So my name's Susie Ashworth. I call myself lots of things. At the moment, I mostly identify with a success coach, but I'm also a mum of three, single mum. My kids are 12, 10 and 7. And I was literally just saying, I don't know when this episode is going to go out, but we're a couple of weeks prior to Christmas at the moment. And I was just feeling like, whoa, work, business, Christmas, like all of the things, yeah. Like a little bit like, need to take a breath. And I think what's also interesting coming up to the end of the year is just reflecting on the fact that I've been doing this for a decade now.
Wow, that's a massive achievement.
Yeah, I never, ever dreamed that I would be where I am now. And I think that where I started, which was hypnobirthing and teaching people how to have calm and positive births, again, if you'd have said that I'd be helping people with business, I would be helping people with their self-worth, being able to receive more, all of that good stuff, I would have said, what? You what? So it's been such a wild journey. And I think the very short answer to how I've got here is that I've allowed myself to follow the nudges. So when I've had a feeling that something needed to change, or when my intuition has been like, bing, 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 like, this is fun, this feels exciting, you're interested in this, I've really allowed myself to follow that path. And that has meant that I've had opportunities and doors open for me that I never could have imagined.
Yeah, amazing. And you've got a book as well, haven't you, coming out, Susie? So can we talk about that? Because Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation and Finally Manifest Your Dream Life.
Well done for remembering the tagline.
Thank you. I must say though, Susie, like after meeting you last time, like many others at that event, I went ahead and I pre-ordered it because I just wanted to read it immediately. I was like, just inject it straight into my veins right now. And it's out on 6th of February, is that correct? 6th of Feb?
Yeah.
So it's less than 2 months away now, which is super exciting. So How did that come about and what can we expect from that book?
So your audience and you might be familiar with a guy called Kyle Gray.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He is an angel guy and he is one of my fellow Hay House authors. And actually we were at a mastermind, a peer mastermind together. And I was talking to him about my brand, Infinite Receiving, which is a relatively new endeavor. It's only been over the last couple of years that I've been building it. And he was like, oh my goodness, like this is absolutely a book. And I was like, I know it is. And he, sneaky little beggar, went and spoke to the CEO of Hay House and said, Susie's got a book idea and I think that you should chat with her.
Oh.
And so actually they approached me, and it's the second time it's kind of happened like that, and said, what are you thinking about? And I pitched the idea, and within 10 minutes they were like, yeah, that sounds amazing, let's go. And so for me, really what Infinite Receiving is about is the last 20 years of personal development.
Yeah.
And what are the things that I have had to lean into, master, or be on the path to mastery that have supported me in helping thousands of people around the world in their lives and business, has helped me manifest and create multiple seven figures in sales when it comes to my business. And I also think the most important thing is really just helping me know my value.
Yeah.
And know my worth, irrespective of how much money I've got in the bank or what car I'm driving off. All of that stuff is incredible, but I've had many ups and downs even in the last 2 years. And actually what's been so incredible is how I have felt about myself as a human, my value, my worth, in comparison to who I was 19, well, when I was 19 years old, it's like night and day.
Yeah.
And so the point of Infinite Receiving is about helping people redefine what wealth is and on their journey to creating their version of wealth, really not lose who they are. In some cases, find who they are without losing the things and the people that are important to them. Because I think often in the race for more money and more of this and more of that, people can sacrifice those most important things. And I want to help people rewrite that.
And I think that's something that loads of people listening to this podcast right now will connect with as well, because like myself, the more I've grown this business, the more sacrifices I feel like I've had to make.
Yeah.
But we don't really have to make those sacrifices. And in here, I know that. But subconsciously, I'm thinking, if I want to grow my business, I can't go on a night out with friends because then the next day I'll be hungover and I need to concentrate on my business. So I'm sacrificing friendships, family.
Yeah.
And I'm almost feeling like I'm segregating myself all because I want to grow abundantly. So yeah, I can totally get that. And I just think there will be so much in this book that will be like absolute nuggets of gold for me, especially.
100%. So I talk about the wealth trifecta, and you have experiential wealth. So our experience of life, like our lifestyle, we have our intrinsic wealth, which is our own personal well-being. How do we feel about ourselves? And then we have our leverageable wealth. And frequently people feel like you just said, if I'm working on my leverageable wealth, then my experiential wealth and my intrinsic wealth have to suffer. And my belief is if you choose that, then you're not really living your most wealthy life. And so what the book is about is how do I get to work on all three sides of the trifecta simultaneously. And it starts with intention.
Yeah.
It starts with detaching the amount of value that we put on earning the money, which is really counterintuitive, because it's like, when I've got the money, then I'll have the time to live the life, and then I'll be able to work on my personal set. And it's like, it doesn't work like that. And when you put too much emphasis on the money, the sacrifices that you have to make, most people will tell you that it's not worth that sacrifice.
Yeah.
And then they swing to the other end of the pendulum and say, oh, I'm anti-money. Like, I don't want to deal with the money because then I'm going to lose. And it's like, no, it doesn't have to be like that. We get to work on all three sides.
So on the subject of all that as well, let's talk about receiving abundance, for example, because you mentioned there, it's almost like you were saying that it's our birthright. Do you know what I mean? So what tools or techniques can we kind of utilize to ensure that we receive the most in life? Because it's something that we all want, isn't it? We all want the most. It doesn't have to be just money. It could be like love or friendships.
Yeah.
How can we do that?
So I think the first part of this is reframing the idea that abundance is outside of ourselves. Like, abundance comes from within us and the way that we look at the world. So an example of this is that this afternoon I was picking up my daughters from school, and there was so crazy, like the way that the sun was setting through the clouds today. And the light on the sky, it was insane. And I was like to the girls, oh my God, look at the sunbeam. This is amazing. And my daughter, my youngest, went, Mum, it's only the sun. And it was in that. I said, you do realize that without the sun, there is no earth, don't you? I said, just because you see it every day doesn't mean that it is not a miracle, does not mean that it's not magnificent. And that most basic lesson is the start of us attuning ourselves to the abundance that is already in our lives on a daily, moment-by-moment basis. It's from that place of recognizing that there's so much around us that we will never have to pay for, that you are then vibrating, and your audience understand that, the word vibrating, but you're vibrating on the frequency of abundance. And then from that place, like attracts like. It's so much easier to start consciously creating the material wealth when you choose it.
Yeah.
You know, and what I find is that there are some people who, and this is the experiential piece, there are some people who are so like, oh, like nature's amazing and this is amazing and the sea's amazing and this is, but they're not choosing the money. They're not choosing the material because they've decided that it is not safe for them. There are stories, whether they are real or perceived, where it's not safe for them to think about the money or allow the money in. And so the first part is recognizing that there is abundance all around us and it comes from your recognition of it. And then the second part is choosing the material abundance. And it's in the choosing, you're going to start to notice where you can't receive or where you start to self-sabotage, where you start to kind of create situations where, oh, I receive it in one hand and then the very next day it all disappears in the other. And it's like in those pieces there in the book, I start to share with you how you can unravel those old patterns of behavior. And sometimes it's in the way that we think, other times it's in the way that we feel, so in our energy field, and other times it's experiences from the past that are lodged in our body that we have to release to enable kind of a clear channel when it comes to receiving abundance in all areas. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I love what you said at the start as well about how abundance comes from within, because so many of us like chase external things to find this happiness and this joy and this abundance.
Yeah.
And I was only just saying in last week's episode, for example, I had a Range Rover Velar on my like vision board for a year. I had no idea how I was going to afford it. I went out for a test drive. I took photos of my hands on the steering wheel so I could see my tattooed arm and things. So I knew it was my hands.
Yeah.
And I ended up buying one. It's on the drive right now. And the day that I bought it, I thought, oh my God, this is going to make me so happy. I'm going to be driving around with, you know, with the windows down, blasting music. This is going to be amazing. I literally drive it 6 miles a day to work and back. And like, it barely leaves the drive. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't bring me any additional happiness.
Yeah, no.
That happiness does come from within. Everything that I have got to be grateful and happy for is already in here.
1,000%. And I think that this is the other big message is, you know, I'm somebody, I love to travel business class. I drive the car that I want. I love my car, I love my home. Like all of the luxury and the material stuff I love, but I'm choosing it as a, it's just my preference. I'm not doing it because I think that it's going to make me feel better. I'm not doing it because it's going to help me keep up with the Joneses. I'm not doing it because I want more likes on Instagram, which is what many people are vying for, because they think that when they get that external validation, then they will know that they're worthy. Then they will know that they are enough. Then they will know that they're deserving and then they'll be happy. No, 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 no. I want to teach you how to be happy now, how to love yourself now, how to feel full of yourself now in the best possible way. And then everything that you choose materially is like the cherry on top of an already incredible cake. So if somebody flicks the cherry away, you still know that you're the cake, you know, you've still got it all.
I love that analogy. You mentioned earlier as well about your little formula, and I actually did a podcast episode about this a few weeks ago after Denise's event, because you really made me think about what my like kind of formula would be. So yours is, you know, faith plus action equals miracles.
Yeah.
So talk me through how you got to that. How does that help you manifest whatever you want in life?
Before I do that, can I just ask you, what's your formula?
So I came up with mine was inspiration plus intention plus action equals results, basically. Because I think you've got to be inspired to take that in, like, to set that intention, haven't you? And then once you've done that, you've got to take that action.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to get the results. So many people think manifestation is just sitting there wishing and then sitting back and being like, oh, well, I'm going to get on with my day. It'll fall into my lap eventually. Doesn't happen like that. You've got to take that inspired action.
Yeah, 100%. So faith plus action equals miracles is the affirmation, the intention that has absolutely categorically changed my entire life. And I started saying it 12 years ago it was the end of a prayer or an intention that I would say every night to my son, who is now 12, he's going to be 13 in February. And the rest of the intention kind of got lost, except for that one line, faith plus action equals miracles. And what I was trying to do was enforce in him, and then ultimately my other two girls, that if they believed in themselves and then took action, action always needs to be aligned, they are going to create miracles, they're going to have the life of their dreams. And in really trying to implant this intention, this knowing, this remembering in them, it absolutely impacted everything that I did. Oh, it makes me feel emotional. And what I continue to do. And I think that the reason that I get emotional is that with a tagline like that, it's easy for it just to kind of become, it like to fade into the background.
Yeah.
But the reality is that it is so potent, you know?
Yeah.
There are some times that I can reflect on over the last, well, just of course, over the last 10 years where I forgot that I needed to believe in myself.
Yeah.
Or I stopped believing in the vision. And even though I might have been going through the motions, I didn't believe, like I lost the faith. You know, faith is a doing word. It is something that you have to actively choose to live into and live from on a daily basis when you are creating your dreams. You have to believe in yourself, even when you're surrounded by chaos, even when everything looks like it's against you. You have to know who you are and that you are capable, and you've got to choose it.
Yeah.
And it's just so important.
So hearing all of this, Susie, like you come across as, you know, very comfortable within yourself. Your self-esteem is like at an all-time high. You're a very extroverted person, or it seems that you are anyway. I wish that I had your confidence, to be honest. Yeah. I'm rubbish at public speaking, but I'm trying to get better at it. And I know whenever you have events, there's always some part of that event where you get people up to dance on stage with you to Donna Summer's I Feel Love. Where do you get that energy from? Because honestly, like, I got up on stage with you and I was dancing around and I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? And I'd been dragged up on stage basically by some of the girls that I was with, but it was really awkward for me. But where do you get that energy from? Because it is infectious.
So the first thing that I think is really important to say is there's a slight disconnect between the energy that you give off and what you realize you are giving off. So there's you have a very magnetic energy. It feels like when I was in your space, I felt excited. Like your energy feels expansive and big, and like there's good shit coming for you. Like it's all in, if you're into what do you call it, Abraham Hicks, it's all in escrow for you, and I can feel it. And other people can feel it. And so your job is to remove the stories and the barriers that stop you from being fully connected to your life force energy. Yeah. And what I've done over the last 25 years is work on removing those stories that said, I wasn't good enough. I wasn't worthy enough. I wasn't deserving enough. First part. The second part is that the more worthy and deserving I realized I was, just because I was, not because I'm special, but just because I am, and this is what I believe of every individual, you're worthy and deserving just because you've been born. That there's no such thing as original sin. We're like all born with the light of consciousness through us, and like we get to fucking celebrate that. And what is in my dharma, what I've allowed to come through, is just, I'm a teacher. Yeah. And the way that I teach is to help people emote, is to help people feel themselves. And the best way that I can do that is just to be more of myself. And so before there were stages, there were raves. And I was there, like, on the podium, just for myself, like, giving it large, you know? Like, that is what lit me up. I started clubbing when I was 14, 15 years old. And I wanted to be a podium dancer. I might have been, like, a little bit here and there. So when I am now in my work and I'm allowing myself to be in my flow, I've just chosen to allow that part of me to come through. You know, it's the same in the fact that I swear, and a lot of people, you know, it can be jarring for some people. Yeah. It's like, what? But it's just me. And I've given myself permission to be as much of me as I can possibly be, as much of the time as possible. That's what makes work so great. That's why I can do 3 days from 9 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, be dancing, be raving, because I'm allowing myself to be more of me. And as I do that, it gives people permission to be more of themselves. And what happens is actually this really incredible energy exchange. And I'm the biggest recipient of it, because if I've got 100, 200, 400 people in an audience who are all sending me energy, my field just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Then I send it all back to them, and we've got this beautiful symbiotic relationship happening, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I love that. And it's funny because what you were saying there about, like, you know, this is giving people like self-esteem and it's working on themselves so that they can be their true authentic selves.
Yeah.
That's something that I feel like I really need to do, especially seeing as though I found it awkward to get up on that stage with you at first. But once I did, I was like, oh, well, everyone else is doing it. What's the harm?
It's permission.
So yeah, I probably need to work on like my true authentic self. I think I kind of come across to other people how I think they want to perceive me rather than just being my true authentic self. I'm trying to put on a front I'm being the person that I think that they want me to be.
Yeah.
When really I should just let that barrier down. Yeah.
I think that, again, this is a really big part of the book. And one of the pillars of Infinite Receiving is knowing your unique greatness. And this happens across the board for most people, is that we learn to be less of ourselves in order to get approval. You know, it's like the kid who was at the front of the living room being like, yay, look at me. And their parents were tired. You know, it'd been at work all day. They just wanted some peace and quiet. It's just like, shh, can you just be quiet for just 10 minutes? Like, I've had enough. And the parent might not be, you know, they're not being mean. They're just exhausted. You know, they're just adulting. But the child learns in that moment that I just need to turn myself down just a little bit so I don't annoy my mum, so I don't annoy my dad, so I don't annoy my caregiver. And, you know, there are little moments happening like that for most people for their entire childhood, if they're lucky.
Yeah.
If you're at the other end of the spectrum where you have,
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A narcissist parent or somebody who is, you know, just does not have your best interest at heart, then that's happening on a whole other level. Or maybe you got bullied at school, or maybe you had a negative teacher, but you're learning in so many places that it is not completely safe to be yourself. And then you step into the entrepreneurial world and everybody's just saying, just be yourself, just be the most authentic you. Or you're trying to find a relationship and you've been in a relationship where your partner has chipped away at you. Just, you know, you just need to lose a little bit of weight. You just need to not say this. You learned that you can't be yourself, that you're going to get rejected or be abandoned.
Yeah.
And so understanding what drives you right now is part of the path to understanding what needs to be rewritten so it becomes easier for you to be yourself, which sounds so bloody simple, but if it were that simple.
At Bristol as well, Susie, you told a story that really, really inspired me. And I'm going to tell you why in a sec, because you told a story about how you jumped off the cliff straight into your seven-figure lifestyle. And I want you to quickly explain this, because I've gone and done something because of that story. And I want people to understand why I'm doing it.
Right.
So because of hearing that story, we went for food that night, me and some of the girls that I met there at that event. And I just suddenly came out with, I'm going to do a skydive. Who else is with me? And everyone went deadly silent. And I just think, like, what you mentioned there, that's quite a significant event for me and probably the scariest thing that I will ever do in my entire life.
Yeah.
So I thought, by telling my brain, if I can do this, I can get through it and I can do anything. Let's hope I just don't die. But I'm going to do it for charity as well.
Amazing.
But I just think, like, if I can do that, I can do anything.
Yeah. So what I want to invite you to do is, when you're jumping, I want you to imagine feeling the type of celebration that you're going to allow yourself to have when you've hit seven figures.
Yeah.
And I want you to be intentional about that, because it's in the moment. It's like at the peak of your emotion, and it's likely that there will be some fear. You're jumping out of the plane.
Yeah, well.
So I want you to really see how much you can program yourself. So really, in between now and the skydive, also be envisioning yourself jumping out and being in celebration of the seven figures, being in celebration of the seven figures. Even if there is a momentary bit of fear, then it's celebration of the seven figures, so that when you're actually still in free fall, you can feel the elation of seven figures in your body, and then let me know how you get on. But the story that I was sharing was, in 2019, I really set the seeds for becoming a millionaire. I hit seven figures in 2020, but it really happened in 2019, and it happened at this event that I'd gone to in Colombia. It was an incredible retreat held by a good friend of mine called Ron Reich. And he'd gathered together like lots of seven and eight figure entrepreneurs to come and talk to us about their businesses. And at the time, I was earning about $400,000 a year. And I had made the decision that I wanted to earn seven figures, but I'd kind of made the decision before and it hadn't happened. But I'd made the decision and I'd gone to this event because I wanted to learn. I wanted to find out what is the silver bullet that I need to know in order to hit seven figures. And what happened during this event is, story by story, I was busting myths that were stopping me from realizing that it was already there and available for me in the moment. So the first thing is, when you put yourself in a completely different environment, it is much easier for you to break old patterns of behavior and old patterns of thinking, which is why I love retreat experiences, which is why I love my three-day events.
Yeah.
Basically, you cocoon yourself. You're away from family. You're not doing the dishes. You're not doing your regular routine. And somebody says something in this brand new environment, and you're like, it just is able to shortcut your regular circuits. And when you're in a place for 3 days, 4 days, five, there's a lot of opportunities for people to say a lot of stuff that is going to land with you differently than if you're just, you know, listening to the podcast or a webinar in your usual kind of scenario. So first thing, I went to an amazing retreat in an amazing place, and I broke down my environmental barriers. The next thing is I'm with all of these men and women who are sharing their stories lots of men and women who are sharing their stories of how they made it to a million and beyond. And what I realized is that actually there is not one individual way to do it. There is no one silver bullet. What they all taught me is that you find the way that feels most aligned to you. And there are 100 different ways. You just need to find the way that is aligned to you. So that was the second bit. Yeah. Fast forwarding all the rest of that bit to the actual story that Mark invited me to share, which is we were invited to go to whitewater rafting. Now, I am, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, allow me to put this in the book, but there are many black and brown women who are listening to this, hopefully, who will resonate with the fact that frequently, not always, but frequently, we do not like swimming and we do not like the sea because you don't like getting our freaking hair wet. We spend a lot of time and energy on our hair. If you wear a weave, you're not getting in the pool. If you wear, if you're wearing extensions like me, you might do, but I'm not the strongest swimmer. But anyway, I am throwing myself in. I'm doing what all of these 7 and 8 figure entrepreneurs are doing, and I'm going whitewater rafting. I don't enjoy it at all, but I'm there and I'm there for it. So we go all the way down to down the river, and everybody's congregated at the bottom of this cliff. And I know what they are planning as soon as I see it. And I'm like, no, there is no way. There's no way I am jumping off the side of that. And Glenn, who's with me, who's like my team captain, is like, you are going up there. You are not letting down the team. And because I'm a little bit competitive and because I don't want to let down my teammates, I lie to myself and tell myself, I'm just going to go up to the top. But if I don't want to jump off, I'll climb back down. There's only one way off that cliff and you're going to jump. And so everybody is down the bottom. I am on the top of the cliff. Everybody's counting me down. 10, 9, 8. As we get to kind of 3, 2, 1, I run to the edge of the cliff. And as I get to the edge, I'm like, it's like a cartoon. Like I screech to a stop. And I'm like, I'm not going over. And everyone stops. And then there's a 3, 2, 1. I think this is in my head. And I just run and I jump. And everything is like in slow motion as I go off the edge of this cliff. And then I fall down into the sea. Everything, my whole body goes under. And as I come up, I can hear everybody screaming and cheering. And what's happened in that moment, like throughout the retreat, neurologically, like I'm reframing in my mind, oh, I'm like them, they're like me, they can do this, I can do that. But in that moment of jumping off the cliff, I change things at a cellular level in my body because I do something that I have never done before that I was so fearful of doing before. And I know that in that moment, if I can do that, I can do anything. And anything for me at that point was hitting 7 figures. And that jump, that leap, like literal quantum leaped my business. We got there in the end.
We did. I love that story. Honestly, like I've got goosebumps again. When you told us it, I had tears in my eyes at Bristol and I was like, that is so powerful. And like I say, it just made me want to like do something out of my comfort zone to think, well, if I can do that, I can do anything as well. I love it. Thank you for sharing that, Susie. I really do appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Let's move on to some business talk now, because you've mentioned that you turn over multiple 7 figures every single year. And I mean, hats off to you. Your work ethic is so contagious. So can you just share any strategies for managing stress and busy schedules? Because as you mentioned, you're a busy mum of three. A lot of the people that listen to this podcast either have side hustles or they're busy working parents. Do you know what I mean? I often find that these are my biggest obstacles to maintaining a healthy and abundant mindset, being busy, because I'm such a procrastinator. I really don't have capacity to procrastinate, but I do. So what kind of strategies for managing stress and busy schedules do you use?
Yeah. So the first thing that I need to do, just so I can be completely in integrity and authenticity, we have turned over 6 million since 2020. So not quite quite multiple millions every single year, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah.
And what I recommend all of my clients is, rather than having a to-do list, which can get completely overwhelming, is just have a priorities list. And your priority list has no more than 3 things in it. This is what I have recommended people for years. What has shifted for me, actually, within this recommendation, is that now I frequently brain dump everything that is in my mind. Not because I know that I can do it, but the stress comes from having loads of thoughts that you're carrying in your head. And so simply by getting them out of your head and brain dumping them is really, really helpful. It's a bit like when you are, so I'm single, and so which means that I'm dating, which means that, you know, like when you really, really, really want to text someone, but you don't want to text someone because you don't want to be like,
desperate.
One of the most helpful things, just text them on your notes app, press done, like it's send, and just by getting it out on the notes, you don't get the feedback that you want, but you're getting it out of your head and it feels like you are sending. This is the same for all of the crap. You're like, and I need to do this, and I've got this and this and this and this. Just get it out. And then choose the 3 things that are going, for like purely for business, the 3 things that are going to move the needle. Asking for the sale every day, usually being visible, which is either you personally, it's usually creating some kind of content. And then for me, it is strategizing what the next steps are going to be, because things are changing in my business and just within me so frequently. So, and if it's not, maybe I don't do strategizing every single day, but what I will do every single day is the money mindset, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So those 3 things, like content, asking for the sale, money mindset, without a doubt, and then strategy slipped in there. But choose what are the 3 things that are going to move the needle, and then make peace with the fact that you've got a whole dump list that you are not going to be able to get through. And this very beautifully brings me on to another one of the pillars of infinite receiving, which is the pillar of infinite support. And as I've scaled my business, what I've had to do is bring in more people to help me. And at the beginning, that can feel very, very scary, because you might not feel that you're earning enough to be able to justify bringing in people. But unless you bring in people, you will cap yourself. And so this is where the faith has to come in. I have to believe that if I bring in somebody who is working within their zone of genius, it's going to stop me from needing to do the admin, stop me from needing to do all of the other things. Then I'm going to have more time to spend on my zone of genius and the 3 things that only I can do to move the needle within the business. And so first of all, it's work out what your priorities are. And the second piece is allow yourself to be supported.
I love that. It's funny that you mentioned that pillar of infinite support as well, because when I did the quiz on your website, that's what came out most for me. So yeah, it's like you've just given me that one-to-one advice that I needed. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
What have been your biggest breakthrough moments since doing what you do then, Susie? Because like you say, you've been in this for a decade now. What's been your biggest breakthrough moments?
I think crossing 7 figures, that was one of the biggest ones. But I think my biggest learning now is really understanding and appreciating that when you've had a level of success, you've had a level of success in your business, and it's only going to, it has the potential to only just get bigger and bigger and bigger. It can sometimes feel more scary when you've had success than when you're just starting out, because you have this sense of there is something to lose. And what that can often make us do is repeat the things that got us to where we are at. And growth happens at our edges. It doesn't happen in the comfort of the familiar. If we stay really comfortable, if we stay repeating what we have always done, frequently we start to stagnate and move backwards. And at the same time, sometimes, but not all of the time, when we try something new, when we try that new thing, it might not work straight away. And again, if it doesn't work straight away, it's so normal for us to be like, I need to retreat and go back to what I used to do because I know that that used to work for me. When it comes to building success, if you look at any of the best brands in the world, evolution and innovation is at the heart of what it is that they are doing. And so for me, one of the biggest lessons is that I have to remember that unfortunately we never get to feel too comfortable. If I want to keep growing, then I have to keep pushing myself. I have to keep pushing the envelope. And sometimes that feels really exciting. And other times it's like, where? Why? And, you know, unfortunately, this is the path that we have chosen, and that is part and parcel of the work that we do. When you want to impact lots of people and you want to help lots of people, then growth is a non-negotiable.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like I was mentioning earlier about my growth and feeling like I need to sacrifice things, but it's because I want to grow, because I'm interested in growing my business. I'm only my second year of business, do you know what I mean? So I'm going to like all these different conferences, you know, like Expert Empires and things like that, because I want to network, I want to grow, and I just want to get that energy in, like, pass it to the world, basically. Yeah. I know you mentioned earlier as well that you've got a 3-day event, so your retreats. So let's talk about them, because in January, you've got one in London. So we've got Quantum Shifts. And me and a few of my friends are coming as well. Well, I say this, little caveat, I've booked, but because of the whole adoption placement being up in the air, I don't know if I'll be able to get there. It's only if I get placed with a child like the day before. I might have to come with a sling on or something, a little baby. I don't know. I'm going to get there.
Oh my God, you were about to adopt a child.
Yeah, I'm literally like about to give birth, basically. We've been approved and everything. Literally, like they've said, we could just get a phone call and then go and have to collect it from hospital the same day. So we're just like,
you're getting grand
on tenterhooks, like not knowing what's going to happen.
So
I'm just praying that we don't get a child, like, you know, the day before the event, because I'm manifesting that anyway. What can we expect from the event anyway, Susie? Well,
first of all, I just need to say that I don't know whether I mentioned this at Denise Duffel Thomas's event. I might have done, because it was, I'm not sure, but I was fostered from the age of 3 months old. And so my foster mother passed away actually when I was 19, and then my foster father when I was 23. But I credit them with every single piece of success that I have achieved. I credit them with who I have become as a woman, as a mother. I credit them with my work ethic. The fact that they were able to love me like I was their own child gave me a privilege that I will never, never, never underestimate. Just how important that they're choosing to love me has impacted me. Like, I will never underestimate that. So I just, what you're doing and the life that you're about to support and love and give, I'm just, thank you.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
It's a big deal.
That's really
so
cool.
So Quantum Shift, what people can expect is really everything that we've just discussed here. It's my desire to set people up so that they are about to have the best year of their life by really breaking down those stories, those experiences, those barriers to creating what it is that they desire, which is really about helping people to step into who they get to become in order to be a match for what they want. And Quantum Shift is about, quantum shifts. It shifts in the moment, shifts in the 3 days that will lead to quantum transformations over time. So that's one of the things I say. Quantum shift can happen in an instant, but a quantum transformation happens over time. First of all, we need to get those shifts going. So it's always my intention to create as many shifts over the 3 days so that people leave knowing that they are unstoppable.
I'm so excited for it, honestly. I literally will get there and I will come, even if it means that I've got a baby somehow attached to me with sick all over my shoulder. Baby. I'll still be there.
Yes.
I promise you. Probably not when I'm trying to meditate or something though, and it's like screaming. Do you know what I mean? But we'll work around it. Don't worry. I will get there. I promise you. So what's your vision for the future then, Susie? Like, where do you see yourself in, say, 3 years' time? How do you plan to continue helping people, I guess, achieve their true potential through your offerings?
So my vision, my dream is to actually become an events company. I want to do bigger events around the world. I kind of want to become the Glastonbury of the personal development world. And when I say the Glastonbury, it's not so much the scale, although the scale is incredible, but it's like, I need a ticket. Like when I announce, oh, I want to be sold out within the hour because people understand what it is they'll be stepping into when they come to my events. So that is really the desire. And I would love to do an infinite receiving book purely on money and another infinite receiving book purely on love and relationships. So, yeah, the fact that I've got my second book out is like mind blowing to me. And yeah, I want to, within the next 3 to 5 years, I'd love to be like, yeah, I've got 4 books. Here they are.
I'm so excited to watch this journey unfold, Susie. Like I said at the start, your energy is so infectious and I just adore everything about you. I'm absolutely obsessed with you. I'm proper fangirling right now.
Yeah, so
how can people find you? How can they find you on social media? How can they work with you?
Yeah.
You know, tell it all.
So Susie, S-U-Z-Y _Ashworth on Instagram. You'll find me Susie Ashworth on Facebook. SusieAshworth.com is my website. And yeah, I have many different ways that you can work with me, my events, I've got a new membership coming out. It's just come and say hi on Instagram. Let me know what it is that you are wanting to create. You know, ultimately I'm here to help people receive more in their life and business. So if you want to receive more, then give me a shout and we can talk about how what that looks like for you. Right now, the best way you can be in my world is to pre-order my book. If you go to susieashworth.com/infinite-receiving-book, I've got my 4-week program, Infinite Receiving, which you will get complimentary access to. It's normally charged at £1,111. And I am setting up a new membership, which you get a complimentary 3 month to. So come and play with me.
Incredible. Well, Susie, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the podcast. I truly appreciate you giving up your time. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a real, real joy. I'm so happy.
Thank you, Susie. And for anyone else listening, Susie's book, Infinite Receiving, is available to pre-order right now on Amazon. Go and grab yourself a copy. Please also drop her a follow on social media too, to be inspired daily. I will pop all of her links in the show notes for today's episode. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please do me a solid and leave me a rating or a review. It really does help me out and it keeps me high up the charts so that more people can find me as well. So take care of yourselves and I'll see you all next Friday for another episode. Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.